They claim they have a terrible kidding about him never in the White House. He's always out playing golf somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. With that job, I think that you should be a... should have to run the home up 6 hours a day.
That's right.
Keep the mistakes at a minimum. So if you'd pick something else, there's something up. Say a big piece of pipe. There was a fellow standing beside you, and you wanted him to get his hands on that too and help you. What would you tell him?
I'd say, grab hold there and help me.
Uh-huh. And then when you got where you wanted to go and you wanted him to get his hands off,
I'd say, now be careful now and let's drop this.
Uh-huh. Well, let's suppose that you wanted to hold it and you wanted him to take his hands off.
I'd say, let your end down now and I'll hold mine till you get your end down and I'll drop mine.
Uh-huh. He's really running along.
Yes, he is.
And if someone wants to go someplace with you and you've started on and he sees that you're going and he hollers, wait, wait, and you don't want him to worry, you say, it's all right, I'll
be back directly.
Well, you want him to go with you.
I'd say, come on, I'll wait on you.
Uh-huh.
Come on, I'll wait for you.
Uh-huh. And if you've done something and you haven't done it well at all, and you're sure you can do a good job, what would you say to the fellow?
I'd say do that over. Uh-huh. See if you can't get a better job done.
Uh-huh. Well, if you want to do it, if you've tried it and you've done a job that doesn't please you.
I'd say I ain't satisfied with that job, I'll try it over.
Uh-huh. Well, if he said you can try it only once, he might say, well, I'm sure I can do it if you'll just...
give me a little time?
Yeah. How about give me another chance?
Give me another chance, that's right.
Is that common?
Yes, that'd be common too. Give me another chance and I can get that done.
Mm-hmm. And if someone laughs at the right place for a joke and tells funny stories and things like that, you say he has a good sense of...
say he's a good hand to spin jokes, if I can have that effect.
Well, would you say he has a sense of humor? Or?
Yes. That'd be all right.
And if someone is a pest,
I'd say he's a nuisance.
And you can't, well, he just sticks around.
Yeah.
Sticks around.
Yeah.
Well,
that fellow just a nuisance.
And well, you might say to your wife, I don't want him there. I want to, well, I've been trying to
get shed of him or something to that effect. Yeah. Right.
And, let's see, if you take a pen and sit down with a letter, you say you've done what?
Written a letter.
Uh-huh. And if you ask for information in this letter, you have a right to expect
an answer.
Uh-huh. And if you don't know where to send it, you might give it to your wife, assuming that she does, and you'd ask her, will you please
put the address on?
In school, when you were a boy, the teacher did what?
Spank us if we didn't.
Yeah, what was his purpose?
Well, to make you to learn you to behave yourself, be a better boy.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I've had teachers to, I had to do it myself. Make a ring around on a blackboard and make you stick your nose in that, uh-huh, and hold your nose right up against that. That used to make me madder than
oh,
old.
My goodness.
Yes, sir, I've had him do that.
As you see now, we still have some expressions that I want to get, but I also want to get some pronunciations. Did you have any special nickname?